prayer from the collection,
Prayers for the Precious, all rights reserved, www.newpromise.net. Prosperity, wealth, and finances. Great and marvelous are your works, Lord God Almighty.
Just and true are your ways, O King of the Saints. Praise the Lord.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In the name of Jesus Christ, through whom grace and truth came, we lift up you and your entire house to the Father, all of your family, all of your blood from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all your natural seed and all of your spiritual seed, in the mighty and awesome name of Jesus Christ,
declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness,
we go up into the gaps to stand in battle on the day of the Lord, to build a wall for you, your posterity, and your house. The words that Christ through us speaks to you and your family are spirit, and they are life. Thanks be to God who gives you the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Hear the voice of our supplication when we cry to you, O Heavenly Father, when we lift up our hands towards your holy sanctuary. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, the Father in heaven bless you and your house and keep you. Grace to you and your house, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed you with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, just as he chose you in him before the foundation of the world, that you should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined you to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he has made you accepted in the beloved. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the shepherd and overseer of your souls, beloved, in Christ we pray, you and your family may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your souls prosper. Let his divine power give to you and your people all things that pertain to life and godliness. In Christ we pray, you and yours seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added to you and your house. As a fellow worker for the truth, we ask in the name of Jesus, for he has, by inheritance, obtained a more excellent name than the angels of God, that you and your people be filled with wisdom and understanding, that riches and honor are with you and your family, enduring riches and righteousness. Let your fruit be better than gold, yes, than fine gold, and your revenue than choice silver. In Christ we pray that you and your people may traverse the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of justice, that you may inherit wealth, that you may fill your treasuries. In the name of Jesus, firstborn of all creation, in Christ we ask for the blessings of the Lord for you and your house, treasures in the spirit, in the heart, and richness in the natural, with no sorrow, prosperity and abundance with faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. May God teach you and your family to profit and lead you in the way you should go. In the name of Jesus, who is the brightness of God's glory and the express image of his person, in Christ we ask God, your provider, to open his good treasure, the heavens, to give the rain to your land in its season and to bless all the work of your hand. In Christ we pray that you and yours shall lend, but you shall not borrow. You shall owe no one anything except to love one another. The Lord shall make you and your house the head and not the tail. You shall be above only and not be beneath. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty firmament. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. In the name of Jesus Christ, appointed heir of all things, in Christ we pray that you and your people will be continually with the Lord. The Lord shall hold your right hand and give you counsel, and afterward receive you and yours to glory. Where you and your house have been unwise, may God, your helper, bring restoration. All that was lost, may God restore double. And all that was stolen, may you receive sevenfold. In Christ we pray that God will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the crawling locust, the consuming locust, and the chewing locust. In the name of Jesus Christ, who is the image of God, may the Lord give you and your house favor in the sight of your enemies, so that they grant you what you request. Tremble before him, all the earth. The world also is firmly established. It shall not be moved. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad, and let them say among the nations, the Lord reigns. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord of glory, may the God of knowledge teach you and your family to give in good measure, so that with the same measure it shall be given back to you. Let you and your house not put your trust in wealth and riches of this world, but trust in the Lord, have faith in the Lord, and you shall flourish like foliage and abound with blessing. In the name of Jesus Christ, who stands at the right hand of God, let your conduct be without covetousness, and you and your people be content with such things as you have. In the name of Jesus Christ, his name be magnified forever. Let the God of patience and comfort grant you and your people to be rich in a generous soul, and beware of covetousness, with the understanding that one's life does not consist of the abundance of the things you possess. For a little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of many wicked. In Christ we pray that you and your people will lay up for yourselves and your descendants treasures in heaven. Let you and your people be good providers and leave an inheritance to your children's children. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Prince of Life, in Christ we pray that our Lord Jesus Christ will guide you in your house continually, and may his counsel stand in your hearts. In Christ we ask that you and your family do not lack any good thing. My God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Highest, may the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, pour out on you and your people abundantly through Jesus Christ your Savior, his Holy Spirit, that you are filled with comfort and exceedingly joyful in all your tribulation. In Christ we pray that the Lord, your provider, will open for you and your house the windows of heaven and pour out for you and your people such blessings that there will not be room enough to receive it. In the name of Jesus Christ, he that is before all things, in Christ we ask the God of all grace, the Father of lights, grant to you and your house according to your heart's desire and fulfill all your purpose. We give thanks to the Lord for the gift of riches and wealth for you and your house, and the power to eat of it, to receive your heritage and rejoice in your labor. Let us give thanks to your holy name to triumph your praise, O Lord. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ from everlasting to everlasting.
As an heir of God, abiding in the Son and the Father, and one with them, in truth and in faith, we sanctify you and your entire bloodline, your house, and all of your people. By the blood of the Lamb of God, we sanctify your time, so you will always be in the will of God, through the communion of the Holy Spirit. And we sanctify your space by the overpowering presence of God who has made his home in you. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, the mediator of the new covenant, and his love being perfected in us, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. In our advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, as one, we execute the written judgment. This honor has all his saints. We will praise you, O Lord our God, with all our heart, and we will glorify your name forevermore, that men may know that you, whose name alone is the Lord, are the most high over all the earth. God said it, we believe it, it is settled forever. In Jesus' name, so be it. You, O Lord, shall endure forever, and the remembrance of your name to all generations. For yours, O Lord, is the glory and the power and the kingdom forever. Amen.
The Word of God, inspired by Jesus Christ, compiled by Diana Cudworth.
Permission granted for personal and non-profit use.